of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Whoa, I'm not even sure if it's morning. I think everybody's running a little tired today. It's been quite a week. This is Mark Kent, and you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. I'm your host, and we'd like to thank our sponsor, North State Consultants. You can be reaching them. 530-221-0101. Consultations are by appointment only. We need sponsors. We need advertisers to keep this show on the air. So please call us and give us the money.
We need help.
Yeah, 530-221-0101 and talk to Linda if you'd like to help and keep us on the air. Today is September 22nd, Saturday, all day long.
All right. Yes, it is. And it's beautiful out there right now.
A little pregnant pause there, just for the heck of it. Yeah, let's see what else we got here going. We want you guys to go to the chat room, 1460kcnr.com. What is it? KCNR1460.com.
We'll get with it here, folks. Just give us a couple.
Or call in to 530-605-4567, not 27.
All right. So I misquoted it last time. I was a little nervous. We got through it.
I'm always listening. I'm hovering.
Yeah.
On Monday at the Reading Tea Party, we have the State Assembly debates with Brian Dahl and Rick Bassetti. Excuse me. Where's that located at?
That's at Destiny Fellowship. I always want to say Bonnie View Baptist Church, but it's Destiny Fellowship on Bonnie View.
2570 South Bonnie View. Okay.
All right.
That's a tea party event. Be there or be square. Let's see. Do we have any veterans events?
Yeah, we got the MASH Bash that's coming up September 29th at 5:30 p.m. out at the airport. Tickets for that is $40. So if you want to help support the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, that would be a good one to attend. Don't forget the stand down's coming in October also from the 25th through the 28th. If you're interested in that or need more information, you can go to Sovereign Minds website or the 24-Hour Patriot. I've got all this stuff posted.
That'd be sovereignminds.ning.com.
There we go.
That's NIG.com.
Are you done?
In case you know how to spell Ning.
Okay.
Okay, so.
And then we have the Marine Corps 237th birthday ball coming up in November. So go check out those posts so you know, so you can help support your veterans. This community is great for that. So we'll keep you posted.
Very good, very good. Okay, first quote. The fear of death follows from the fear of life. A man who lives fully is prepared to die at any time. That's Mark Twain. And then the next one, which I like even better, is life is hard. It's even harder when you're stupid. That'd be John Wayne. No, let's see. No, we're not going to talk about the prostitutes. I mean the press. And silver update. Yeah, be expecting a possible smackdown before the end of the month. We've been rising up steadily. The shorts might be taking it in the shorts. We're not sure yet. It looks like this could be the big climb out of the hole. But be assured that if we do get a pullback here, it doesn't mean a thing. Look at the long term.
Well, you know, I have a lot of people ask me. Gold went up like $4 or something, and yeah. Silver didn't. Why is that?
Well, the thing is that look at the percentages. Take the amount that it goes up and divide that into the amount that it is, and you'll find out that the percentage that silver went up usually doubles gold.
Oh, okay. So yeah. There you go, folks. Maybe that'll help you out with that because a lot of people are a little confused
and
with that.
In other words, let's say you had 100,000 in gold and you had 100,000 in silver and they both went up the way they did this last time, you would end up with more money in silver than you would gold.
Your rate of return, folks. There you go.
Very good. ROI, rate of what is that? An ROI, a rate of investment or no? Return on investment. Yeah, all these acronyms, you forget what the heck they are after a while. Let's see, we have a couple updates. Fast and Furious goes on and on and on. Let's see, we talk about that. Or we could talk about how Bernanke lied, but let's see.
Well, I think we're going to get kind of into that in the next segment. But Fast and Furious, so they're going to, like, let Holder escape. I mean, get by with, he didn't know about it.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, according to the main, maybe we could talk about the prostitutes a little bit today. The ones that never seem to report any news that is of consequence, other than the party line of the president and the government being right every single time. But this report comes from Judicial Watch. It's a weekly update from the desk of President Tom Fenton. That would be the president of Judicial Watch, not the United States.
Oh, okay.
Just in case you were wondering. And it talks about the Fast and Furious reports document corruption, incompetence at Holder's Justice Department. There's a key battle that the high-stakes battle over the Obama White House visitors' logs is going on right now, too. They've got they filed a law in district court appeals to get the get them to release the logs. You know, we have the transparency of the White House again right here. You know, they're so transparent. They don't release anything.
Yeah, exactly. That's how transparent it is. What, out of 60,000 pages or something, they released 6,000 and half of those are where you can't even read anything. They've got it all blacked out.
You can't. They don't release anything. Judicial Watch has fired a request under the Freedom of Information Act to retain these records. We're still talking about the White House logs here. The request was denied. So does this guy ever release anything? I mean, this guy is like, to go back and, transparency. Why doesn't the mainstream media ever pick up on this? Because they are liars. They don't
imagine
tell
that.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They don't tell anything. They don't tell the truth about anything, or at least they don't tell the everything that's going on. So it's always slanted.
Well, you know, like with Holder, even if he didn't know, and that's his department, maybe he shouldn't be in office.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And this goes on, and then we'll get to the Eric Holder thing. Our position is articulated in their original complaint is simple. The United States Secret Service maintains White House visitors logs, and because the Secret Service is a federal agency, the records must be subject to the disclosure of the FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. Let's go on to Eric Holder. Let's see. As reported on Fox News. Oh, no. Fox News. It's got to
be true.
Let's try for Jeopardy and double Jeopardy in the bonus round, folks. So, a bombshell report released Wednesday on Operation Fast and Furious faulted a range of federal agencies for the failed anti-gun program and accused officials in the charge of disregard for public safety. And I like the way they say the failed Fast and Furious. It wasn't failed. It did exactly what they wanted it to do. These guys are freaking criminals. So anyway, in the wake of the report, one Justice Department official resigned.
Oh,
wow.
Really? Wow.
Just one. Let's see. How many people are dead already? And, we'll just
spend
him
home. Many guns went across the border? 2,500?
Yeah, I'd like to know if he resigned with pay. Yeah, it was an early retirement. This government has become the most criminal, traitorous organization in the history of the country. Yep. And, let's talk about what's on Dancing with the Stars. Let's see.
Yeah, that's it.
Got Rachel's attention. So, let's see. A sprawling report Okay, we got 30 seconds. The sprawling report by the department's inspector general is the most comprehensive account of the yet deadly operation, which allowed guns to walk across the U.S. border, blah, 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 blah. Let's see. Now that the spin from the liberal media, of course, is the report that clears Eric Holder of all wrongdoing. He didn't know anything until February 2002, says the report. So case closed, right? Not so fast. They haven't even released any of the documents. The report actually confirms that he lied under oath. And so this is not going away anytime soon. And there'll be more updates on this. But the real deal is that, you know, this could go all the way to the top. Oh, no. I mean.
Imagine that.
Really? Oh, yeah. Wow. I'd be shocked.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to a break.
Break?
Right now.
Okay. This is KCNR 1460. Home of the Free Fire Media.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Wake up, America. You're too young to die.
This Sunday, we welcome investigative journalist Elizabeth Nixon. Her new book, Eco-Fascists, documents the destructive impact and the myths of the radical environmental movement. Our own Elizabeth Woodward is away this week, so join Aaron Ryan and me, Bob Martin, for We the People this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Free Fire Radio is a target-rich environment.
Summer days, I've had enough.
Are you done with that, are you?
I'm pretty much done with that. We got to move on quickly, get to our guest here. First, I wanted to say that I've got a headline here from Wealth Cycle Principles, Michael Maloney Company. And they're having a special coming up on the 30th, I believe. It's called The End of Money. I highly recommend that everybody watch that. That's a great...
Is that going to just be on the internet?
It's on TV on Channel 267. It's a documentary. So try to get that. I'll have to get the full title. I'll try to remember to do that for next week. But,
okay, that'd be great.
The End of Money. So anyway, the title of this article from Wealth Cycles is Bernanke Lied. Gold is Money, Not Tradition at the BIS. It's the BIS, not the BS, because it was the BIS, it'd be something different than the Bureau of International Settlements. And What that is they use gold for accounting in the Bureau, the Bank of Inter, I'm sorry, it's the Bank of International Settlements, because Bank of International, BIS, is a central bank for the central banks of the world. And most of you guys didn't even know that there was a central bank for the banks of the world, but they use gold in their vault. Isn't that
so
funny?
So they use real money.
They have real money instead of fiat currency, you know. So in 1999, how the organization got its start in the 1930s changes all inbound fiat currencies, including Federal Reserve notes, precious dollars, into gold.
Interesting.
But all the rest of us just have phony paper that they can counterfeit.
Yeah.
Then we wonder why we don't have any money on Friday, because it's becoming worthless.
Because it's not really money.
Because it's paper. And if they keep printing it, guess what? A loaf of bread's going to cost you $100.
If not more.
Yeah, and Bernanke would never lie.
Nah. He's a good guy, right?
Anytime he's saying something, you can just about write it down on paper that the opposite is true.
Well, that's pretty much with the government, isn't it?
It's true. So let's get to our guest.
Yes.
Okay. Who's our guest?
Our guest is Susan
Pozel.
Pozel? Is that correct, Susan?
Pozel.
Pozel. Okay. So we're messing up all the way around. Sorry about that.
It doesn't matter. It's what we do.
How are you doing this morning?
Suzanne, how you doing?
Good.
Are you there?
I'm doing awesome, yeah.
Cool. You're from Occupy Corporatism?
Yeah, that's my website, OccupyCorporatism.com.
All right, I've been doing a little browsing of that, the truth behind the news, the real truth behind the news. Oh, the press wouldn't lie to us, would they, or the TV or any of these guys? They wouldn't tell us that. They would always tell us the truth, wouldn't they?
They lie to us, which is why I started that website.
A little pregnant pause there. It's like, the question really should be, when do they actually tell the truth? You know, you've got...
Well, if they're talking in their sleep, they're lying in their sleep, too.
Yeah, I think there's a song that goes with that. Boy, you know, I see, and I perused your website the last few weeks, actually, and boy, you've got a lot of interesting articles, but can you tell us about your background and stuff? Because, you know, I find that the stuff that you've been writing and your articles are just absolutely interesting and just a different slant. And, give us some of your background.
I went to school to be a paralegal, so I have a legal background. But for the last couple of years, I've been married, raising the kids at home, homeschooling my children. And I just got sick of reading all of the garbage and hearing all the garbage. We got rid of our television about 5 years ago and started the website, started digging into these articles that you see on mainstream media and highlighting, copy and pasting, and seeing what they're talking about and reading the actual documents. And I said, whoa, wait a minute, this isn't what they're talking about. So I started the website and started writing articles, and most of the alternative media repost my articles, and I'm on InfoWars and Prison Planet, Activist Post, Intel Hub. It's hard not to run into me, and I've been doing radio shows, and so here I am.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great, because we have to become the media. We've discovered that as well. That's why we do the radio show here is, you know, if anybody does any amount of research on most of the stuff that's coming out of the mainstream, it's actually pretty easy to pick it apart because it's so slanted.
Oh, yeah. It's like a script.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like a movie.
Is that kind of like the Democratic and the Republican conventions?
Yes, exactly. It's all a script. It's not real. It's a movie. These are actors.
They're just actors on a stage, and the stage is the politics of life, I guess. But the problem is that we're losing our freedom and our sovereignty in the process here, and I challenge people out there to start getting involved in some alternative media, at least to get a comparison between the mainstream and alternative media, because most of what we're getting is just prolo feed, like you say, and you need to have something to offset it. And you know, how much effort do you put in to making sure what you're posting is the truth?
I do a lot of source link and cross reference, and because I've gotten so popular, I get a lot of people who come to me with information. I have a lot of sources now that probably, you know, they shouldn't be talking, but they are. I just cross-reference everything and make sure that it's accurate. Check my source links. And go read the document. Don't believe me at all. Don't listen to me. Click on the hyperlink and read it for yourself. They actually say these things. I'm not making this up. I couldn't make this up. I'm not a very good liar.
You're not that creative. Huh?
Yeah, you don't work for the government, huh?
Yeah, I've got you on I've got you on my Facebook, for quite some time, and just some of the articles. It's really hard sometimes to think that they're true because. We're being fed so much garbage that, you know, when you come across with some of the stuff, most people have a hard time believing it because they you know, I think the American people is at the point now where they've been fed so much garbage that they can't discern the truth from the facts or from the lies anymore.
Never underestimate the power of fluoride. The Nazis used it to keep the concentration camp victims docile and dumb. And they're doing it to us.
Yeah, I believe
and
it.
All the chemicals that we eat in our food and the crap that they're spraying over our heads. And then you sit down and you watch the television and you get fed all of this stuff and you go to the movies and you walk out of the theater thinking that you're Adam Sandler. you know, it's all ridiculous.
I agree. Is there any particular topic that you'd like to get out on the air today?
I would really like to talk about this QE3.
Oh, boy, you're right.
That's what I told her. I said, oh, boy, we'll have plenty to talk about. We want to go over QE3.
All right, you start because this is what I do. I'm an economist.
Good. There is a hidden agenda that nobody is talking about, even in the alternative media, and I'm surprised that nobody else picked this up.
Hmm.
But with QE1, remember he bought the mortgage-backed securities.
Right.
And he saved off of that with QE2. But now he's buying $40 billion a month in mortgage-backed securities.
With no cap.
Think about this. Huh?
With no cap. I mean, it's endless.
With no cap.
Yeah. No cap.
I asked myself why.
Okay.
Because the Federal Reserve is acquiring land in the United States.
Absolutely. They're buying. I agree.
Yeah. All of our homes that were foreclosed on, are in foreclosure, or will be foreclosed on, are going to be owned by Ben Bernanke. So Ben Bernanke now owns, and the number is astronomical. Right now, the number of foreclosures that they estimate is 1.5 million. But that's just that we know about. We don't know who's coming down the pike and who's going to be foreclosed on. And I work with people who are in foreclosures. Who work with people trying to keep their homes. And they tell me that the number is across the nation. They just don't know how bad the damage is. But now the Federal Reserve owns your property.
Good old Bernanke. Yeah, good old Bernanke.
And do you think he's going to let you keep or refi your house?
Sure he will. He'll tell you that.
He's probably going to rent it to you.
Well, that's the plan.
Well, think about it in terms of Agenda 21.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Agenda 21 says 85% of the continental U.S. will be allocated to non-human use. Now, they already own most of our land with like the Niagara Falls and the Grand Canyon because of UNESCO and the World Heritage Sites.
Well, that's
but
what happens.
How are they supposed to get the rest of the land?
Well, that's what happens
well,
when you
how
can.
They do it.
That's what happens when you can counterfeit money at will. You get to buy everything up, and then you have to ask yourself, who's benefiting from this the most? You know, they're buying these toxic mortgage-backed securities with counterfeit money from who? J.P. Morgan comes to mind. Bank America. Who owns all these mortgages, and who's getting off the hook? And who's really benefiting from this QE3 stimulus bailout, if you will? And I mean, that's the real question here. And if you wake up owning all of America, well, that's for our own good, right?
Well, they're doing that in the Eurozone. I have a friend who just came back from a three-week trip over in Europe, and he was telling me that over there they decided that they were going to bail out the banks in the countries if the country asked for it. but the banks and the countries have nothing left to give.
Right.
So they're giving up their sovereign land.
Well, that's
so
where...
These central bankers want to own Germany. They want to own Greece. They want to own America. They can't do what they did in Greece here because one out of three homeowners is a registered gun owner.
Yeah, they want to own America, yeah. They want to own the world is what the plan is, yeah. So, well, you know...
Yeah, and with all this mess, isn't it correct, Suzanne, that they actually, if you walk away from your home, they want to prosecute us on this issue and not them?
This is amazing. The FHFA just announced, and it's in an article that's on my website, OccupyCorporatism.com. Everyone read this article. The FHFA decided that if you walk away from your mortgage, you will be jailed. Not only are you going to be sued monetarily, but you will be put in jail.
I thought we got rid of debtor's prison.
They reinstated it.
Well, it's
along
back.
With the FEMA camp.
Oh, boy.
They just didn't tell anybody. Well, Once again, the transparency is there.
Are you familiar with Max Kaiser at all?
Yes, he's actually posted a couple of my articles on his site.
Oh, cool. Well, what he says is we should start hanging a banker a week, and I think that would solve the problem. And I'm inclined to agree that we should, do that because the real deal is these guys are criminals, and we need to start prosecuting them and putting them in jail and prosecuting the prosecutors who aren't prosecuting them.
I don't condone violence at all. Mm. But what I do tell my readers and everyone when I go on the radio is stop complying with the system. Stop.
So Gandhi's...
Buy from your local store, go to your community meetings and tell them you don't want Agenda 21 implemented in your city. You don't want these high-speed railing systems. You don't want these stack 'em and pack 'em houses.
You don't want the tunnels.
Yeah, exactly. You don't stop complying with the system. This is just one form of a monetary system. The federal note is a promise that when you put your money in the bank, that it'll be there when you want to take it out. And personally, I think that we should just go and close our accounts or keep whatever you need to operate your business in there and consider that a loss because when they put out the bank holiday or the banking virus that will lock down all the banks and they'll tell you on Monday morning everything will be fine and then you go check your balance on Monday morning and it's zero and they go, oops, well, the banking virus was worse than we thought. We don't know how much money you had because it's all digital. But if you had taken it out of the bank, at least you have it in physical cash.
Well, see, I totally disagree with you on that one. It's going to be Friday. Because they want you to stew over the weekend.
They want you to starve.
That's like our president signing his famous executive orders when we're partying.
Yeah.
Or on Friday at 5 o'clock when everyone's at home.
New Year's Eve is a good time to sign executive orders. You know, but I like your style. I like the Gandhi style response to this, and I agree with that. But I still believe that some of these guys should be hanged. Just because I'm not condoning violence either. But you know, these guys are so atrociously criminal. Maybe I would make an exception, but I think we got to go to a break.
I think so. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
That one, Papa John. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Dave Paris, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock, and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Sunlight to moonlight, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my eyes.
We're back. Yeah. Oh. That song's kind of appropriate.
Yes, it is.
Oh, boy. So are you still there, Susan, or have you hung up on us?
No, I'm here.
Very good, very good. You know, I noticed on your website you have a lot of topics. We got geoengineering, we got government, Big Brother, big weapons, biometrics, censorship, health, big pharma, FDA, politics, propaganda. I like that one. There's nothing under propaganda, though. Science and United Nations. Man, you're covering a lot of ground here.
Anything I can get my hands on.
Wow.
I think it's all important. We all need to realize none of our lives are real. It's all a theater. It's all fake. So the more that we realize that we're being lied to on every front, the better off we are.
Well, what you're telling me is the Matrix is a reality show.
Yes.
<That's not good.
laughs> Take the red pill.
Exactly. Oh, I already did, but I found myself in a rabbit hole.
That's okay. Let go. Free fall. It's all right.
There you have it. There you have it. Let's get back on this Federal Reserve QE3 stuff, because I think this is important for people to understand that the counterfeiters have pretty much bought the government, and now, you know, they're buying the world, and they're looking for one world government. And I think that that we have to, like you say, we just have to stop complying with these guys. At what point in time are you going to keep feeding the beast, or, you know, quit feeding the beast?
Right. We should stop buying at the big box stores. You know, there are little things that we can do every single day. Call up your local farmer and get a community-supported agriculture box, a CSA box, and sign up for that and help him keep his home, because he's in foreclosure too.
Right.
And they want the small farms and the small businesses. Make sure that you can still support. Remember hardware stores?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember,
shop locally,
gardens, yeah, and raw milk, and
homemade jam,
grass-fed beef, better learn how to can. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff. We can go back to self-reliance anytime we want. All we have to do is start doing it.
Yes, we can start right now.
I agree.
Before we don't have the opportunity to go back and start. You know, if we stay asleep, we're not going to be able to do that because they're going to take everything from us.
Either that or take the high-speed rail to your apartment in downtown Detroit.
And go into your rabbit hole.
And run into your rabbit hutch and shiver and hope that the tomatoes that you're growing out on the veranda bloom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. This agriculture bill that's going through our Senate right now, this means that Monsanto seeds will be the first to be planted. You won't have the option of buying organic. And if you grow anything in your garden on your property, you're getting arrested.
Well, that's going to be a problem. You know, like you say, we all have guns, and the first thing that you have to do to take over a country is to get the arms away from
disarm them.
You got to disarm everybody. And you know something? I don't think that's going to happen here. The real power is in these guys is in the fiat currency. If we stop using the fiat currency and started going to real money, gold and silver and trading and barter and, you know, quit playing the game, these guys are going to fall apart.
Well, the interesting thing about the guns is you're right, they can't outright take our guns. So what they've been doing on Capitol Hill, and I wrote an article how they've been destroying our constitutional republic on Capitol Hill, they've been passing laws. You can't buy ammunition online. You can't buy certain products at gun shows anymore. If you have a child in the house, you can't have a gun because they might find it and hurt themselves or others with it. They're passing all these laws to make our guns useless.
Well, yeah. I don't think it's going to work because there's too many ways to innovate that, and there's too many people that are just not going to comply, like you say. After a while, you know, you start reloading your own ammunition, you start growing your garden. If they tell you you can't grow a garden, guess what? Pound sand, get off my property. And
exactly.
We've got to come together as a community to defend ourselves from the big government overreach. And a lot of people think that that's, it can't happen to us. I watched Fox News and they said Joe Obama's a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but think about this. Think about what happened to Brandon Robb. One of the things that people don't realize is that if a police officer walks on your property and they don't have a search and seizure warrant or a warrant to search the property or an arrest warrant, you don't have to open the door. You can force them to talk to you through the door.
So our
and call the police on the cops that are on your property illegally.
So we still have a Fourth Amendment is what you're telling me.
From my legal background, I would say if somebody's on your property and they're not allowed to be and they have a badge and they show up in a squad car and they don't have any right to be on your property, call the cops on them.
I agree.
Yeah.
And then you should put yardage markers on the way out of the driveway so that you know there's 25, 50, 75, and then you're at the gate. So you know exactly how far they are away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but I wouldn't condone that. You know, I'm not condoning anything other than you know how big your yard is.
Right. I just need to know the measurements of my yard. Just in case.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Well, we try to make it fun here. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. But,
it's so ridiculous. You have to laugh at it.
If you're not laughing, you're probably angry.
And or you're crying.
I kind of waffle between humor and anger, you know. I try to keep pushing myself over to the humorous side. But I've had a pretty good mat on for quite some time over this stuff. And people need to wake up and quit watching Fox News, turn the damn TV off, and start getting alternative media sources and check out their sources. Because, you can't believe everything on the Internet. Yeah, no, really? You know,
what was your first clue?
You can't believe anything anybody tells you if you don't check it out. I mean, like I say, if we can't discern the truth from, you know, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union and stuff, we'll read the document. Don't tell, you know, somebody tells you, oh, yeah, you're free. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Go back to work, slave.
Exactly. That's why I do so much research, and I have, you know, like 20 source links in my article, all of these hyperlinks you can click on, because I want you to see what I saw during my research. I don't want you to take my word for it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, do your homework, good. People out there. Educate yourself.
You know, we watched a clip from Jesse Ventura on The View.
Yes, we did.
I'm not a huge Jesse Ventura fan, but, you know, he made a really good point about not, you know, don't vote for the Republicans or Democrats. Oh, what you're saying is not to vote. No, what I'm saying is that you need to find alternatives to vote for and do your homework, because nobody, you know, if the Republican Party says vote for the Republican, the Republicans run over there like the crowd in a cartoon, you know, and then if they say vote for the Democrat, you know, they all run over there. The real deal is that these guys are two heads of the same snake, and they won't let anybody else into the party.
Yeah.
Right.
So we need to start waking up and start doing our homework on all these issues, whether it's voting or whether it's, QE3 or you name it. I'm kind of rambling here. I think I've had too much coffee.
And I think we need to start at our local level and start banding together and work our way up to the top instead of from the top down. And with that, Suzanne, if you could hold on, we unfortunately have to go to a break. So this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Guess what's happening at Tobacco and Brew this month?
$3 all month for their special Double Dark Mocha. You can get it hot, iced, or blended.
And I understand that Tobacco and Brew is serving up organic coffee.
That's right, from Guatemala. It's organic coffee where you can get it bulk or by the pound.
That's right, and walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town.
Come and check out the new wine, Smoking Loon, just $10.99 a bottle. It's a fabulous Chardonnay with a slight oak taste with hints of apple and mango. I love it.
And veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. And if you want to go out and get that cup of coffee and sit down outside, they've got plenty of places to do that. Sit there with your friends.
Winter's around the corner. Come in and get your coffee mugs now. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, across from C.R. Gibbs.
Hey, hon, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
And we're back. Are you still there, Suzanne?
I'm here.
Hey, we only have a few minutes left, and I know that you want to hit on some topics and stuff. What would you like to get out to the listeners out there?
Well, I'd just like them to realize that, you know, this is all fake, and a lot of the information you can find on my website, OccupyCorporatism.com. Just realize that what's going on in the Middle East is all it's all planned and it's all coordinated, and it's leading to World War III, which is what they want. They're taking sovereign debt, which means that they're taking the countries instead of taking the money. They've already taken all the money. They print the money. They don't care about the money. Bernanke doesn't care about how much money that we print, because he's got an unlimited source himself, and he works for the central bankers, like you were saying, the Bank of International Settlements. So we need to just, like we were talking about before, we just need to support each other, talk to each other, get to know each other, get to know your farmers, get to know your local businesses, and form relationships and do this ourselves. We can take this back if we do it ourselves, because we outnumber them dramatically.
I agree. Yeah. I told Linda to start interviewing you, because I was having too much coffee and I was getting mad and I didn't sleep well last night, and I started ranting, and you're our guest, so we wanted to give you the time.
Yeah, it was starting to turn red. You know, like in the cartoons when the face turns red? His face was getting red over there, so we thought we may have to switch this up a little bit.
Go ahead. You guys talk. I'm drinking coffee now.
Well,
you have to go through the stages of anger and the stages of denial and the stages of acceptance. But once you get to that point, you're pretty much okay. You can deal with it.
Yeah, as long as just quit watching Fox News.
Well, the mainstream media, period, I think, whether it's Fox News or whatever.
Oh, no, stop it. CNN tells the truth.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, get out of here. Wolf Blitzer is a CIA operative. Get out of here.
Hey, we got to tell the truth, you know?
Anybody with a name like Wolf has got to be good.
Oh, yeah.
What is truth?
Yeah, it's all relative, I guess, is what they say. Yeah, it's baloney. Anyway, I mean, it's this subject is so expansive, and we really want to have you come back too, because you know, we like your point of view, and maybe we can hit some subjects and stick on point maybe when we're not quite so full of coffee. But
I would love to come back. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
We do. Like you say, I think it comes down to us banding together and getting the truth out there, which we need to do more of. Then we can do that at a local level, and you know,
get elected, get on school boards, get to know your farmer, be on a first name basis with your gunsmith, you know, all the above. I think you grow your own garden. Like you say, I think networking is really the deal. Talking to your neighbors, getting to know your neighbors, getting to know who the players are. You know, so that we can start building a movement more and more and more to just tell these guys, hey, you know, pound sand.
Yeah.
Yeah, the schools that you mentioned are huge. They're globalizing our kids. They're teaching them to be global citizens before constitutional republic. They're not teaching the kids at the most impressionable level in the elementary schools and the preschools is when they're teaching them that this is a global economy, a huge world. It's a small world after all. And climate change is coming, and Al Gore wants you to pay for breathing, and we have to do this, otherwise everything is going to die and they're going to blow up, and we need to sit down with our kids. If they go to public school or even private school, they've all been co-opted. Sit down with your kids and find out what they're learning and tell them where it's wrong.
Yeah, Karl Marx is just misunderstood. And so was Mao and Che Guevara and, you know, Hitler. Those guys were all just, you know, they're just misunderstood. But they were really good guys, you know. I mean,
sure they were.
Communism is, you know, workers of the world unite. I mean, you know, really, well, I mean, that's what they're teaching them, especially in the upper grades.
Says that we have to be a collective consciousness, and his favorite people are Frank Marshall Davis and Bill Ayers. That should be a red flag to you that something's not right.
Yeah, it's all collective. Be you're a part of the Borg here, you know. I mean, it's ridiculous. And then another quote he said was, "Gee, the only really thing that we all belong to is the government, Really? I thought it was kind of the other way around. I thought the government belonged to us and they were working for us, not we belong to the government. I mean, but that's the mentality.
It was supposed to be the states had their individual constitutions and governments, and the federal government was there just to make sure that we could all conduct our business.
Yeah, protect
that
our rights.
That was it.
Yeah, to protect us from foreign invasions and stuff like that.
Yeah, foreign and domestic.
And protect our rights. Limited government, you know, so that they would never get out of hand. No central bank. I mean, you know, when you look at the platforms of the Communist Manifesto, let's see, a heavy progressive graduated income tax, public education, a central bank. Gee, which platform have we been following?
Exactly. Read the Constitution. You know, if you don't like to read, watch a documentary. There's a lot of documentaries on my website. Everybody should watch them.
Absolutely.
I've watched every single one of them, and I endorse all of them that are on there.
So what you're
saying? Catherine Austin Fitz.
Okay.
I have a couple of documentaries with her in it. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte Iserby, talking about the dumbing down of America.
So what you're saying is that the Constitution should be read, you right-wing extremist.
I know. I'm a tinfoil-wearing conspiracy theorist.
Did a seminar down at the Tea Party on monetary policy, and I wore my tinfoil hat because I just figured I'd get it out of the way. And it's true.
Well, I've been called a communist. I found a guy who wrote an 8-page diatribe on Facebook about how I'm a black ops disinfo, that I don't exist, that people write things under my name.
I'm
here, guys. I do exist.
You're real. You believer of freedom, you? Something.
I know.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it.
Terrible American, you.
Yeah.
I want to put it out there again about your website. On the chat room, I'm having a hard time with getting some of the information out. It's OccupyCorporatism.com.
Yes.
Yeah, so that they had capitalism in it. And I tried to go back and, you know, text it in there, but it wasn't working. So there you go, folks.
No, we actually are occupied. Our capitalism is occupied by corporatism.
Yes, that's why it's called Occupy Corporatism.
Which leads to fascism.
Exactly.
And it goes on
about it. All of our
on.
Towns and cities, they're all incorporated. Our government is incorporated. It's the United States of America Corporation. It was 1861. Go look it up.
Yeah, you know, it's just like yesterday Carl had a guy on from the banking industries. And, you know, he was part of the Treasury Department. He says, and I called in to say that, you know, gee, the Federal Reserve is a private bank. And, you know, he's like, well, I'm not really sure about that. You know, and
there's no shareholders, remember?
Yeah, Article 4 of their bylaws has shareholders. And, you know, so I just get frustrated because there's so much misinformation out there and nobody checks it out, that it just drives me crazy. But, we've got a real problem. People need to start waking up, educating themselves.
Right. Well, read the charter in 1913.
Absolutely.
It says it right there, that it's a privately owned bank. They don't have to disclose any information because they're privately owned and they're not traded on the stock market. So when Bernanke admits that he gave $16 trillion to central banks across the globe.
Yep.
That's just what they admit to, and that's
right.
Egregious.
Well,
imagine what they're not admitting to.
And look what happened yesterday. They took a vote, I believe it was last night, and the Senate voted 81 to 10, I believe is what it was, 80 to whatever the numbers come out. I think some were absent. But, okay, so let me see. How many Democrats are there in the Senate?
60-something?
So that means that a bunch of Republicans had to vote for that. Do you guys see a problem here with that at all? I mean, the fact is that it seems like, oh, I voted for that before I voted against it, but I voted against it when it really mattered. But I'll just tell you that I voted for it so that you'll think that I'm a great guy. Yeah, I mean,
have an R behind
big
my name.
Game, you know. The Republicans
That's
seem to always
you.
Side.
Any That's to tell you that the game is rigged.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you have a D or an R or an S or a P or a W next to your name. It doesn't matter. It's fake.
What party's a W?
I don't know.
The wonky party.
Be careful. Rachel will be hitting the button on us here in a minute if we're not careful, folks.
We're down to 1 minute. We got just a minute here, guys, so be quick. If you got anything to say, let's get it out now.
Oh, silence. Well, I want to thank you, Susan, for coming on. We really appreciate it and getting your information out there, and we would love to have you back in the future and hit on some more topics. Fortunately, we always have more news that we can cover.
Okay, we got 50 seconds. Okay, we're right there. I just want to hit on, we're going to start doing some of Franklin's virtues. Temperance is the virtue that we want to talk about this week, or at least get out on the table. Eat not to dullness and drink not to elevation. You guys figure that out. We're at 30 seconds.
All right. Get out there. The Reading Tea Party on Monday night, 6 p.m. We have debates.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you all have a great week. And thanks again, Suzanne.
You were born an original. Don't buy a copy.
Anytime.
Bye. All right, bye, take Suzanne. Care.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Salchi Ingresso. Scores of people have been injured in a clash in Bangladesh's capital between police and hundreds of Muslims who were protesting a film produced in the United States that belittles the Prophet Muhammad.
The unrest is spreading across South Asia. This is Dhaka in Bangladesh. Thousands marched on the U.S. embassy before setting fire to a box symbolizing the coffin of President Obama. America must be hoping these protests will end soon, but at the moment it is just that, a hope.
That's Sky News reporter Alex Rossi. Congress is in recess as members go home to campaign for re-election.
Not since way back in 1960 has Congress gotten out of the Capitol so early before an election. It was after midnight when the Senate finally took up its final piece of legislation.
The ayes are 62, the nays are 30. HJ Resolution 117 is passed.
That stopgap spending.